that, if you have the opportunity to also say it and show it, do it at the same time, because as Mr. Guerra pointed out in the prior presentation, the jury is going to remember that far, far more. And that's really what the heart of all this is when we're talking about demonstrative evidence. You can show them a photograph, but you should also tell them and show them in different ways so that they can actually see what it is you're using for purposes of the demonstrative evidence. So,
all right, so what is demonstrative evidence? We all talk about it. What really is it? Well, you've got your regular evidence, right? An exhibit, something you admit into evidence with the court. If it's only demonstrative evidence and not just fully admissible evidence that will go back with the jury in the deliberation room, if it's just demonstrative evidence, there's only two questions to get it admitted. Is it fair? And will it help the jury? Well, how could it not be fair? Well, here we have a nice... And if it can't come into evidence for all reasons, you should say, you know, maybe you try first. I always try. Can I have this admitted into evidence as defendant's exhibit number 47? No, judge, they just made this. This is an actual evidence. They didn't lay the proper foundation. Judge, for demonstrative purposes only. Usually I get it in. And then that means the other side can't mess with it. If I made a chart, they can't write on it. If I made a model, they can't crash it or do something else with it because it's now a demonstrative piece of evidence. So maybe this is a very fair model of the building that we're talking about that was under construction and has a construction defect. Maybe this isn't a fair model, right? So it does have to be fair. But outside of those bounds, you can really be creative. And that's our number one goal in talking to you guys this afternoon, is to encourage you to get those creative juices flowing, to be creative, and to put on things that will really help your jury. Think outside the box and think beyond your bullets.